Most of the Midwest will continue to see favorable conditions, although it will be chilly across the region for a while longer. The forecast here today continues to promote 50 and 60 degree highs across the region over the next 2 to 3 days. Some warming will begin on Saturday, and as we go through the period from Saturday into Tuesday, the temperatures across the region are expected to become much more seasonable, and that will stimulate better crop development. It will also stimulate some greater amounts of drying across the region as well. The areas that need the dry and the warmth more than anywhere else continues to be in the upper parts of the Midwest, where there has been an ongoing persistent bias for wet and cool conditions. And as we move forward through these next several days, there's going to be a good opportunity for that region to dry down somewhat, but by the time we get to Sunday into Tuesday, rain and thunderstorms will be back occurring across the region from the Dakotas into parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, eventually into parts of the eastern Midwest as well. The precipitation that comes up late in the week and early next week is not expected to be heavy, but it will be just enough to aggravate the whole scenario with a limited amount of field work occurring across some of those northern areas. But I do believe that there will be enough good weather over the next 2 or 3 days that field work will advance, and some producers will probably go ahead and try to be a little bit aggressive about the amount of work that they do, even though conditions may not be ideal. The forecast in the lower parts of the Midwest will probably promote a period of drying that will extend for a while. Now, that will be held off for another 2 to 3 days, perhaps, before we get aggressive with the drying trend in the south. We do have instability showers that will occur across the lower Midwest here for the next couple of days, and maybe even lingering a little bit on Saturday. The precipitation that occurs will be mostly in the afternoons. It'll be in that unstable air mass with the cool air around. The volume of precipitation that comes from the showers will be quite low, probably running a trace to maybe 0.2 inches of moisture, not much more than that. But any precipitation on top of fields that are already a little moist is going to promote further delays in farming activity. We do anticipate, though, that drying trend to kick into the Midwest this weekend into early next week, and along with that, of course, will come with the warmer temperatures, so the scenario in the lower parts of the Midwest will become much improved. A frontal boundary is expected to move from south, or actually from north to south, across the Midwest as we go forward through the middle and latter part of next week, and that frontal boundary will likely become the trigger mechanism for showers and thunderstorms across a large part of the lower Midwest, but more importantly, across portions of the central and southern plains. The computer forecast models continue to advertise opportunity for relief to the hard red winter wheat country's dryness problems, and this would occur in the second half of next week going into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. Now, that's a long way out in the forecast, leaves plenty of time for changes in the outlook, so confidence continues to be somewhat low, especially since we've seen this advertised before and it has failed to come to fruition. So we'll continue to monitor that. The temperatures in most of the country will trend warmer as we go into next week, and we'll probably see near to above average temperatures in quite a few areas. 80 degree highs will occur in the lower Midwest during a big part of next week. We'll expect to see temperatures in the northern parts of the Midwest into the upper 60s and 70s for quite a little while. The warmer temperatures stimulate a little faster drying rates and also better early season crop development. Frost and freezes will occur again tomorrow morning in the upper Midwest, maybe even on Saturday morning. We did see some significant freezes today in parts of the Dakotas, with some damage to early emerged corn and other crops suspected. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.